Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
Imagine someone comes over to your house. And you spend the whole morning cleaning your house because as a good host, you want to receive your guest with a clean house. When the guest arrives, they ask for a cup of water. And of course you go, fill up a glass of water, and very genuinely, you hand them the cup. Unfortunately, and because accidents happen, they drop the cup, spill the water, and now there's a mess on the floor. The floor you spent the whole morning cleaning is now full of glass and water. Now again, accidents happen. And it is okay to spill water, but it is also necessary to clean it if we want the house to be clean again. You go get a mop and kindly hand it to them so they can carefully clean the mess. However, when you go and give it, they refuse to take it. Why would I clean it if it's your house? To which you say, why would I clean it if you spilled it? And you start going back and forth as to who should clean the drink. You because you spilled it, you because it's your house. And eventually, the conversation gets heated, and your guest decides to stand up, leave your house, and never speak to you again. Now, the mess is still on the floor, and it is still your house. And if you want your house to go back to normal and be clean again, unfortunately, and regardless of who made the mess, you will have to clean it. It is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Sometimes, people will walk into your life to make a mess. They will hurt, offend, and disrespect you without explaining why and without a reason behind it. And people will do things that are out of your control, to which you're going to be left wondering if you will ever receive an apology or any type of closure. But the truth is that regardless of the closure, the healing is your responsibility. And it does not require any closure or explanation, but it requires self-awareness. Life is full of moments like this. Someone hurts you, betrays your trust, or leaves you with wounds you didn't ask for. And while it's easy and natural to want the person who caused the mess to fix it, the reality is, they will not. Some people will walk away without a second thought, leaving you to pick up the pieces. And that's hard, and it's painful. But the truth is, the longer we wait for someone else to take responsibility for the mess they made, the longer we stay stuck in that pain. Healing isn't about them. It is about you. And it is about deciding, I don't want to live in this mess anymore, even if I didn't create it. Responsibility does not equal blame. Blame says, it is your fault this happened. And responsibility says, this is my life, and I have the power to take control of what happens next. When we shift from blame to responsibility, we take our power back. because if you wait for someone else to fix things, you're giving them all of the control. You're saying, my healing depends on you. But when you take responsibility, you're saying, my healing depends on me, and I am in control of how I move forward. It is not about excusing what happened or pretending it didn't hurt, but it is about acknowledging the pain, honoring your emotions, and choosing to clean up the mess so that you can feel at peace again. Healing is your responsibility because no one else can do it for you. You can get an apology. Maybe it's the most heartfelt, genuine apology in the world, but it won't take away the pain. Closure is an illusion. Healing doesn't come from someone else explaining why they hurt you or from them making peace with others. It comes from you deciding, I will no longer let this pain control my life. Healing is deeply personal. It is about looking inward, processing what happened, and finding ways to move forward, even when the person who hurt you refuses to be accountable. It is about choosing yourself. Acknowledge the pain. The first step is to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. Denying or suppressing your emotions only postpones the healing process. Say to yourself, this hurt me, and that's okay. Let go of the why. One of the hardest parts of healing is letting go of the need to understand why someone hurt you. Sometimes, there isn't a clear answer. And even if there is, knowing the why won't erase the pain. Set boundaries. If the person who hurt you is still in your life, it is okay to set boundaries to protect yourself. Boundaries are an act of self-love and a way of saying, I deserve better. Seek support. Healing doesn't mean you have to do it all alone. Talk to a trusted friend, join a support group, or seek therapy. Sometimes, sharing your story and having someone validate your experiences can be incredibly healing. Practice forgiveness for yourself and for others. Forgiveness isn't about letting the other person get away with what they did, but it is about freeing yourself from the grip of resentment. Forgiveness often starts with forgiving yourself for staying too long, for not seeing the red flags, for whatever guilt you might be holding on to. Forgive yourself and focus on your growth. Pain, as much as it hurts, can be a very powerful teacher. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I grow from this? Turning your pain into purpose is one of the most empowering things that you can do. And last but not least, create your own closure. Write a letter to the person who hurt you. Not to send, but to express everything you need to say. Or write a letter to yourself, giving yourself compassion and understanding. Closure is something you can create for yourself. The truth is that healing is a choice. And it is a choice to prioritize your peace over your pain. To say, I deserve to feel whole again, no matter what someone else did to me. It is not always easy. Some days, it might feel impossible. But every small step you take, whether it's journaling, meditating, setting a boundary, or simply saying, I am not okay, but I am working on it, is a step towards reclaiming your power. Healing doesn't happen overnight. It is a journey, one that requires patience, self-compassion, and courage. Every time you choose to clean up the mess, even if it wasn't your fault, you're choosing yourself. And that is the most powerful thing you can do. It is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. You didn't create the mess, but you have the responsibility to clean it up. Not for anyone else, but for you. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.